I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A car bombing by Islamic State jihadists has killed dozens and injured scores more in northeast Syria. The Kurdish Red Crescent Society said at least 50 people were killed in a triple car bomb attack Thursday in an area where Syrians displaced from Deir al-Zor province had gathered. The attack took place at Abu Fas, near the border of Deir al-Zor and Hasaka provinces. Egyptian officials say an attack on a checkpoint in the northern Sinai Peninsula has killed 6 people. The attack happened Thursday on the outskirts of the city of El Arish. Egypt has been battling an insurgency in the northern Sinai that's been led by an Islamic State affiliate since 2014. A U.S.-Canadian couple and their 3 children were apparently still in Pakistan late Thursday, preparing to return to the West after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani troops rescued U.S. National Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, from the Kurram tribal region near the Afghan border on Wednesday. President Trump praised the release.
Yesterday, the United States government, working with the government of Pakistan, secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and their 3 children from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban.
An American plane is standing by, waiting to fly them to what is expected to be a U.S. military base in Germany for a medical checkup. But for reasons that are at this moment unclear, Boyle has so far refused to board the jet. This is VOA News. A new study that shocked researchers shows that most people in poor and middle-income countries suffer unimaginable pain without any help. The results of a study on pain and pain management motivated the research group to find a way to help the millions of people who suffer needlessly. VOA's Carol Pearson has more.
Some years ago, Felicia Knoll had a mastectomy to treat breast cancer. Knoll is a professor at the University of Miami School of Medicine. Her postoperative pain provided a catalyst to study pain management on a global level. Knoll chaired an international study on pain relief, published in The Lancet. The results shocked even the researchers.
We looked across the world using, as a tracer, access to morphine, and more than 100 countries could satisfy less than 30% of need for pain relief just for palliative care alone. And in fact, the vast majority have almost nothing.
What's more, low- and middle-income countries pay more than 5 times the amount countries like the U.S. pay for morphine, the cheapest available medication to address severe pain. Knoll says if all countries paid the same price, $145 million would close the pain gap between rich and poor countries. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Somalia's defense minister and the country's military chief, who were leading the fight against Islamist militants, have both resigned from the government, officials said Thursday. The official spoke to VOA Somali, said that both officials had submitted their resignations at the government's weekly cabinet meeting. An information minister said the defense ministry has submitted the personal resignation of the country's military chief to the cabinet, and then the defense minister submitted his resignation too, citing personal reasons. But multiple government officials who spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak on the issue said there has been a rivalry between the two outgoing military leaders. Others said the officials have been complaining about lack of cooperation by the country's top leadership. The United Arab Emirates announced Thursday it would halt the issuance of visas to North Korean workers. Kuwait and Qatar have already done so. The decisions limit North Korea's ability to evade sanctions and make money off the laborers it sends to work in Middle Eastern nations. Those laborers then send the money back to North Korea. And rescue workers in Northern California are using cadaver-sniffing dogs to search for bodies in the ruins of homes burned to the ground by wildfires. Those fires north of San Francisco have killed 29 people since Sunday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith.